duking down with you live in studio this morning. And joining us from KSL is Jeremiah Jensen. Jeremiah, before we get into it this morning, got to give you a shout out. It was our homecoming week at Star Valley High School recently, and we reached out to you as an alumni to record a little sweeper for the broadcast. Not only did you do it, but you even wore a suit and tie. You did so inside the KSL studio. A lot of people loved it and appreciate that. An alumni of Star Valley High School.
Hey, I would tell you what, it's been pretty cool. You know, I talked to Dal this week. It's been 31 years since I was on that field. And it's not even the same field, right?
So, oh, no.
I'm in wonder and awe at how much has changed there and how that program has evolved and developed. And now it's a juggernaut to see, you know, trying to win four straight titles. I mean, that's insane. When we dreamed of that when I was growing up. Now you guys make it look easy. So these young men you got in that program now are pretty special. And hope people in Star Valley are enjoying this golden age of Star Valley football.
I think so. But that's a great point. It's like, yeah, you better appreciate it, not to be Mr. Armchair or bleacher side quarterback.
No,
there.
No.
Hey, you should be doing this. Like, you should just shut up and enjoy this is what you should do. Well, Jeremiah, a heck of a game coming up this weekend between Utah and BYU. It seems so crazy that not that long ago, these two teams weren't even playing. And now you've got two ranked teams going at it in the Big 12. Kind of describe that to us, how that energy has been permeating the area down there.
Oh, it's wild because you're right. During the independence Pac-12 era, the rivalry was in a weird place. It was still intense, don't get me wrong, but there was plenty of times where they didn't play, and Utah was dominating the rivalry so much that it kind of lost a bit of an edge because everyone just assumed Utah was going to win that game. Everything flipped in 2021, and then for BYU to have the season they had last year in Utah's first year in the Big 12 and to win that game up at Rice-Eccles Stadium, that kind of turned this rivalry on its head. And now to have this game this year where both teams are ranked for just the fourth time in rivalry history in this meeting, and to have it on the Big 12 stage on national TV in primetime on Saturday night, and then to add in the fact that the winner of this game likely has the inside track on going to the Big 12 championship game, which is a chance to go to the college football playoff, you've never had a BYU-Utah game as intense as this rivalry is with this much at stake, with this much on the line, on this big of a stage. This is a new place for this rivalry to be, and it's exciting because we in this area in the Intermountain West have known about this rivalry forever and know the history and know how intense and wild it is. The entire country does not, and I think that people don't hear have not really been able to understand that. They're always like, why is this game always on so late? This is the rival. This is BYU-Utah rivalry. This is a big game. It is not a big game nationally, traditionally. It is this year. All eyes across the country will be on this game Saturday night, which makes it a very unique opportunity for both of these teams to showcase just how incredible this rivalry is.
You know, I've seen a lot of talk about how the game ended last year, and you kind of alluded to that. There was the controversy at the end from the officiating.
Oh, man.
There was the way that the athletic department responded within the University of Utah, and we were excited to be in the Big 12, but now we're not anymore, and the game, we won that. You know, that all that. Do you think with outside of the two teams it's being talked about, do you think there's any carryover inside the program, inside the locker room? Are the coaches and players talking? I don't know if they're talking about it, but do you feel like there's any carryover from last year from inside the programs, or is it just external?
100%. Absolutely. And you added to the mix that some of the most high-profile players in this game switched between schools. John Henry Daly was going to BYU. Logan Fauno was going to BYU. And on the other side, Keanu Tanavasa was playing in this rivalry game last year for Utah. Carson Ryan was playing in this rivalry game for Utah, and those are two of the best players for BYU this year. 100% that's carrying over. And there's an edge in this game because of that, because it's fresh on the minds of a lot of these players. BYU lost some seniors last year that played a big role in that game last year. Jake Retzloff obviously is not there anymore as well. So there are some key players that played in that game last year for BYU that aren't there. And Devin Dampier is new to this, even though his brother Dorian Singer played in the game last year. Again, all these crazy crossover things, it's wild. But there's no doubt in my mind, guys, that what happened last year on the Utah side of things is given this an edge. You've seen Kyle in his press conference this week had a little bit of an edge to him. And I've known Kyle a long time, and I can tell when he's dialed in, like really dialed in. And this week he's really dialed in. He's been pretty, especially at this point in his career, he's pretty jovial at times is for himself and a little more relaxed. But there was no relaxation this week. He is intense. He remembers what happened last year. Mark Harlan was, Mark Harlan's came out and apologized, and he honestly embarrassed himself last year, and he knows it. But the intensity and the emotion of that moment is so strong, it makes people do irrational things. And you look throughout the past, these games have been filled with irrational things because of, I guess you could call it the intensity or the hatred, whatever word you want to describe. This game is different, and I love that a lot of players, former players and current players and coaches are willing finally to admit, Aaron Roderick admitted it the other day, that this is not just another game. This is bigger than that. There is an intensity to this game this year that I haven't felt probably since 2009 when these teams were in the same conference.
Well, Jeremiah, as you look at the personnel of these two teams as they come into this week, obviously both playing really well, Utah 5-1, BYU 6-0, and this game in Provo, how do you feel like these two teams match up on paper in terms of offenses and defenses and some of the individuals that are going to be touching the ball every down, like Devin Dampier and Bear Bachmeier?
It's a great question. You tear away the emotion and all that kind of stuff, and you really want to get down to the X's and O's. You want to get down to your personnel. It's pretty even across the board. Guys, I feel like they're looking in a mirror. Because you look at Utah, their running back is dual threat, Devin Dampier. He can throw the ball decently, but he's going to do his damage as a dual threat quarterback, and you got to have a spy on him at all times. You go on the other side, you look at a true freshman in Bear Bachmeier, what does he do well? Well, he can throw the ball decently, but he really hurts you with his legs. The challenges are similar on both sides of the ball. Both teams have defenses that are ball hawks, that try to create turnovers, that are aggressive. They're going to be playing man defense. They're going to try to load the box. I mean, everything you look at in the trenches, both offensive lines, guys, are awesome. Both defensive fronts are awesome. There's playmakers in this game on both sides. So it's an even matchup on paper. And the coaches will always tell you, when that's the case, what's this really going to come down to? And the truth is, it always, in these rivalry games, always comes down to turnovers. Which team takes better care of the football? The last two meetings, it has been BYU. For a decade, it wasn't even close. It was Utah. The game, you'll go back in history and look through this rivalry. Very, very few times has the team that lost the turnover battle won this rivalry game. So on paper, it is even. It's strength on strength. The difference, I think, is going to be which team takes better care of the football. And BYU was shaky last week in taking care of the football. That's a big concern for them coming in. Bear Bachmeier had been so good all year taking care of the football, had two interceptions last week. That's a concern for BYU, has been all week. They've got to take better care of the football this week because they're not going to be able to pull off the stunt that they did down in Tucson against this Utah defense. No way.
Jeremiah Jensen of KSL talking the Holy War, which is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Jeremiah, one more question before we maybe move on to Utah State and some other programs. Home field advantage in this rivalry. Rice-Eccles Stadium is such a hard place to play. Lavelle Edwards Stadium is such a hard place to play. What kind of impact does home field advantage have in this type of series where the programs are so close together?
This might surprise you, but very minimal. If you look through the history, these teams have won on the road many times. And just last year, Rice-Eccles Stadium was rocking. That place was crazy, and it was a close game. And obviously, we know about the last minute and how controversial that was. But BYU went in there and won at Rice-Eccles Stadium. You go back in time, the last time that obviously in 2021, Utah lost at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. But in 2019, Utah went in there and kicked the crap out of BYU in 2019. You keep going back through history, and it hasn't always really mattered. The games have always been close. It's always come down to a final play. So I don't take too much stock in where the game is played. It's going to be intense either way, because you guys look in the crowd, and there's a good share of blue and a good share of red, and plenty of people get tickets no matter what side they're on. So there's always balance. It's not always perfectly balanced, but there's enough of the different sides of fans in the stadium that it eliminates that perhaps home field advantage. It's just intense. It doesn't really matter which team is better, which team takes care of the football is determined the rivalry winner.
That one kicks off at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and as Jeremiah mentioned, going to be a primetime battle. Look at Utah State tonight. They play tonight against San Jose State. What have been some of your impressions of the Aggies and Bronco Mendenhall's first six games?
Well, it's been primarily positive. You knew that Bronco Mendenhall was going to come in and change that program and get it turned around. You saw what he's done in the past at BYU and Virginia, even New Mexico, even though their record ended up being similar. They were vastly improved and a lot more interesting and exciting to watch. And instantly, Utah State has been different this year. They've been steadied by Bryson Barnes at quarterback. They know who their guy is in that position. I think that has helped. But there's been so much new personnel. I mean, even for fans, guys, the fans are like, I don't know this team. So it's taken everybody a little bit of time to get familiar with this team and figure out who they are. And honestly, I'm still not sure who they are after last week, especially. That Hawaii loss kind of put a damper on some of the positive that they had built early in the season. You know, two losses before that, but those were on the road against two ranked SEC opponents. And they fared well in those games, even though they didn't come close to winning those games. I think everybody thought that, you know, they beat the spread in both of those games, to be blunt. And I don't think anybody expected that. And they pounded Air Force at home in a really exciting game. So it felt like they had turned a corner, so that the Hawaii loss was really disappointing. It's obviously tough to go to the islands and win. But so far, it's just positive. And you knew that Utah State was going to get better. And tonight's a night to bounce back at home. On a Friday night against San Jose State, a good team. You know, everybody's focus in Utah is on the rivalry game. Utah State can quietly go about their business and get ready for that game. And I expect them to win that game. I think they'll bounce back. Bryson Barnes obviously wasn't 100% last week. He got shaken up in that Vanderbilt game. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But the personnel, we're still getting to know them, but it's much improved over last year, especially defensively. There's still a long way to go with that offensive line, and there always is at the Group of Five level. But Utah State is on the right track, and Bronco Mendenhall's had an instant impact, and the staff's done a great job.
Jeremiah Jensen, KSL Sports, this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. And, yes, the Star Valley High School alumni. Jeremiah, thank you very much. As always, we appreciate your insight and your time this morning.
You got it. Enjoy the rivalry game and go Braves.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more Wyoming Cowboys as they are at Air Force tomorrow. It's the SVI Radio Network.